Blog Talk Radio.
Mind Shift Radio.
Another edition of Mind Shift Talk Radio. I'm your host, the motivational minister, Billy Miller, and I'm excited to be here tonight with you. Tonight is a special night. Tonight is a night for the men, M-E-N. Tonight is men's night. And when I say we're having men's night tonight, we're going to have some men, and we're going to be discussing and talking as if there are no ladies around. We're going to be talking like it's just fellas hanging out tonight, and we're going to be honest and being real. And so I just want to say, ladies, if you are listening, I just want to put this disclaimer out there. Don't get upset if you hear something you don't like, because, listen, it's the men's night tonight, and we're going to be talking. And speaking of ladies, I just want to give a big shout-out to the owner and the CEO of Mindshift Talk Radio, Stacey Emery, the personal development expert. She does good with this show, and I just want to give a big shout-out to her, and also a big shout-out to my co-host and my partner in crime, Dr. Ayo Kedar, the natural Zen diva. And I just love my sisters, and without my sisters, we wouldn't have the show that we have. And I just... another reason I'm giving them a big shout-out is because I just hope that they forgive me, because, listen, tonight is the men's night, and I got them tied down in the studio. You understand what I'm saying? They can't get near the mic. I got them tied down, tape on their mouth. They can't move. Stacey, Dr. Ayo, I'm going to let you free as soon as the show's over. Just forgive me. Don't be mad. But we're going to have men's night tonight. And, boy, I'm telling you, it was work trying to get them down, too. But strangely, Dr. Ayo, when I tied her down, she kind of liked it. But anyway, that's another show, another story. And I didn't do it by myself. I had some help with me. I brought some help with me tonight. And tonight I have Chris Glaus, the possibilitarian, the author of When Things Go Wrong, Don't Go With Them. You there, Chris?
Hey, man, I'm not only here, I am fired up, champion. Let me tell you. Tying them down was the best possible thing we can do for tonight, because it's going to be so honest and raw. We need them. We need them tied down so that they can just listen and hear what the men have to say on tonight, man. Are you feeling me?
Yes, yes, yes. I'm glad to have you on the show, Chris. It's always good to have you on here. You know, stranger to Mind Shift, and you're an honorary member. And so I just needed a real man with me tonight, you know what I'm saying, to take on this task.
Hey, man, I'm fired up and excited, you know, because the women had their show on Mindshift Talk Radio a couple of shows back, and they kind of laid out their perspectives about men and what makes a good man and what men got to bring to the table. You know, they talked about sex and relationships and all kind of stuff. So I figured, you know, why can't the men do that? Why can't Billy Miller, Chris Glaus, and get some guys together to really talk honest? And I think one of the good things about tonight, that the guys that's going to be on the show tonight, champion, they're not going to reveal their names at my request, because I wanted to be able to make sure we had a forum tonight to where men could talk honestly and open without no fear of what somebody's going to say or any type of thing that would get in the way of a pure and honest conversation. And I think we're going to be able to tackle some issues, and people are going to get healed, delivered, and set free. So I'm excited about tonight, man.
Oh, yeah, I'm excited, too. And everybody that's listening, go call everybody you know. Get them on the air, because we're about to have a real men discussion. Come and join us in the chat room. You can come to www.mindshifttalkradio.com if you want to call in. It's area code 347-989-0206. let's get started, Chris. What's about to happen?
All right, well, let's talk. All right, guys, let me give you guys a chance. We're going to refer to the guys as brother number one, brother number two, and brother number three. So, okay, brother number one, go ahead and say hello to the people out there.
What's up, everybody? Down in this jail. It's hot. So it's about to get hot up in here.
Wow, sound like he's ready to fight up. Brother number two, go ahead and say hello to the people.
Well, hello, everyone. Looking forward to a good debate tonight. And as Chris says, being truthful and honest and from the heart. And we hope that it'll help people, someone who's on this call.
Fantastic. And brother number three.
Hey, good evening, everybody. I'm looking forward to the call. Hopefully we can open up some dialogue for some future discussions. I'm ready for it.
All right. Good deal. So we're going to kind of jump into it, Billy. I want to kick it. I got a good icebreaker question, and I know you got a host of questions in there. We're going to feed off some of the responses. But to kind of break the ice, here's a question I thought of, and, you know, and I had some women actually say they wanted to hear the answer, but I wanted to just kind of start it off a little light, let us kind of just get into it,
okay.
And then we could kind of open it up and really get on the deep end, and let's see if the women could tread water with us as we go to the deeper end. So does that sound fair?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
All right, so, guys, we're going to start with brother number one, brother number two, and brother number three. May switch up the order as we go on. So here's the first question I want to put out there. In your opinion, what makes a good woman? If you want to think about a good woman, what comes to mind when you think about a good woman? What kind of things, you know, what kind of things do you find a good woman doing? Where do you find a good woman? What makes a good woman? Anything you want to share about that when you hear that term, good woman. So let me go ahead, brother number one, you can go ahead and take it first. What makes a good woman?
Wow. Man, it's so many things that make up a good woman. In my eyesight, first of all, personality is a real big one for me. A personality goes a long way. Especially when you're dealing with a diverse community, being around diverse people, personality, how she interacts with her family, if she's a mother, how she takes care of her kids, how she is with her mother and her father, her brothers and sisters, how they interact with those family members. Is she a good homemaker? Is she a good homemaker? Does she cook? That's a big one for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of these new millennium women, they, you know, they're all about their career, but they forget about home. It's always coming home, you know, with Chick-fil-A and McDonald's and I like that mix of a career woman, but also don't forget about the old fashioned woman where she cooks for her family each and every night.
Okay, all right. So, I can feel the women's temperature going up a little bit. They talk about cook every night, but hey, it is what it is.
Every night, you know, we eat leftovers, dog. We eat leftovers.
Right. Hey, I'm with you on that. Good. All right, brother number two. All right, what makes a good woman?
Chris, what makes a good woman is her words. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaking. And when you get a woman that know the right words to say, you can tell whether or not that woman, you can tell everything about that woman. You can tell if she's selfish or not. And that's one of the biggest things that we deal with when it comes to women. You have to be unselfishness. The other thing is she an intercessor? What do I mean by that? Can she look past what her needs are and actually intercede for the husband, the children, and the other people who are close to her or around her? Does she have goals for herself that she wants to accomplish? And then is she well-read? And a person who really knows how to nurture accomplishments in other people. A good woman really knows the right words to say at the right time to motivate, to inspire, to enhance, to make a person, especially a man, feel like he can accomplish anything. And so when you get those qualities in a woman, then you've got a good woman, especially the ones who really know how to speak to a man and to a children.
I like that. I like that. Especially a woman who knows how to speak to a man. All right, brother number three. This is just a warm up. This is like we're going to the gym, and this is just a stretching exercise, ladies. Don't get twisted. This is just stretching exercise. I'm gonna stretch these jokers out here tonight. I got some questions for them. The comfort zone. We will be exiting the comfort zone in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Please believe it. So, brother number three, what makes a good woman?
Oh, man, I can tell you straight up, being raised by a good woman and being raised by all women, I had a lot of examples. And the women that I was raised by pretty much taught me that a woman knows how to really dig into your spirit and understand what you're about and know how to nurture that spirit. Not only that, before she starts asking what are you bringing to the table, she must already know what is it that she's bringing to the table to offer you to help you to become a better man. And when you sit down and think about this thing, one of the key things for me is this. Do you have my best interest at heart? Because if you don't, deal's off the table. You know, a lot of them come in with the other agendas, but do you have the man's best interest at heart? Because if you have that, he'll give it back to you unconditionally.
Absolutely. All right, I gotta stir it up real quick, Billy. I gotta stir this up for a second here.
Go ahead, bro.
Brother
Go
number
ahead.
Three, just, he just threw something out there about, you know, what women bring to the table. So I don't want to hear from these guys. All right, now here's the deal. If we all traditionally know women have this checklist about men, a man should have this, 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 this. They got a list of about 80,000 things on their list
right.
about what men have to bring to the table. So, men, I need to hear from you. What do you think about that? How do you feel about this list they have? And, you know, a lot of times they don't represent what's on the list. So what do you think about when you hear, you talk to your female friends and they say they got a list and the man got to do this, he got to have a size 14 shoe and he got to have this in the bank account, he got to have this, he got to have that.
Well,
you know, they don't bring it. So come on, who wants to tackle that first? I know ain't nobody scared. Ain't nobody scared. Who want to go first?
Well, Chris,
hey,
this
I'll
is number two.
I'll put it out there.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
Usually when I hear women say that, the first thing come to my mind is BS.
BS.
Yeah. You know, it's good to have this list out here, but the question is, are you representing what you want on your list? And a lot of times those lists are so daggone long, they done forgot what they're going to bring to the table.
They forgot what they're going to bring to the table.
Because they're so focused on your list. What about your list? Can you come to me and say, hey, you know what? It ain't really all about the materialistic things, but can you step in my circle and say, you know what? I think you're a good man, but this is what I can offer you.
Okay. Brother number two, go ahead, jump in.
Okay. See, here's the problem, Chris. Here's where this list come in, which should be nowhere in the equation anyway. That list is nothing but a bunch of stuff that women think is in men that they see on television and all this kind of stuff. It's garbage. Here's the thing. You women always talk about, I'm trying to find the right man. I'm trying to find the right person, when you ought to be focusing on trying to be the right person. You want, this is what you want, but if you can't find those qualities in yourself, then I'm sorry, because you attract what you are. And that's why you always get the wrong guy and always talk about he's a jerk and always talk about he don't have this and he don't have this, because you, that's what you are. Because you always attract where you are. And you don't see things as they are. You see things as you are. You see things based on a framework and an image that you developed over the years. And then you've allowed other women to speak to you wrong, false information that nobody could even verify, and you develop your own image he won't be that and he won't be that. Therefore, my man's going to have this. No, no, no. If you are not that, then you shouldn't expect that.
If you're not, hold on. If you're not that, you shouldn't expect that. I love it.
Oh, yeah, man. Because let me tell you something. It's like anything else. Whatever you put in is what you get out of any situation. And so if
right.
you are not what you look, if you're not focusing, if you're focusing on looking for the right person instead of being the right person, you can always find the wrong person.
And check this out. Even if they did find that man that met that list, he's not going to want them because you are what you attract what you are.
Mm-hmm.
Can I put something else on top of that? Even if
that, go ahead, brother number one.
Probably wouldn't even
brother
recognize
him. All right.
Could you hear my last comment there?
No,
I was saying even if that man, the right man, crossed the path, she probably wouldn't even recognize him.
That's what I was about to say, Greg.
Brother number three. Keep it real. All right. Hey, but you know what? You know what? Go ahead, brother number one. Say what you were
going to say. I was going to say that when women come at you with that list, the first thought that comes to my mind is that they're shallow. They're shallow-minded because a lot of times they're so focused on that list, they miss a very good man that's right before them. You know, because they're tall. They have to have a corporate job. They have to be driving a 5 Series BMW. They have to have a Rolex watch or a nice little watch. A lot of times, women eliminate you by what you have on. Like if they're checking you out and you don't have on a certain type of watch, and they don't even get to the core person that you really are. That man may be her soulmate, but just because he doesn't have the 7 out of 10 things on her list, he's eliminated, and he didn't even get a chance to be the man that God, you know, would have him to be for her, possibly.
Now, do you guys think, like, you know, for example, like, you know, a lot of women like to use this analogy, and they talk about how, you know, like the diamond in the rough, and there's a story about acres of diamonds where, you know, think of like this guy sold off his land because he couldn't find any diamonds on his land. He sold off to a guy for dirt cheap. The guy comes on, finds all these lumps of coal, which were actually acres of diamonds on this dude's land. He had everything he ever wanted, but it just wasn't in the form at that time. You know, like most people always want to start out on top, and they say the only time you start on top is when you dig in a grave. Like a lot of women today aren't willing to put that work in. So do you think, how do you feel about that? Do you think that they don't see any of the potential, they don't see anything about what the guy is working on, they just want the finished product? How do you guys feel about that? Do you think a lot of women out there are just looking for the finished product and not willing to own the success? Like basketball-wise, they just want to come in and reap it, but they don't want to be co-partners in developing and creating that success. What do you guys think about that? Just jump in, whoever want to go first.
Well, this is number two, and Chris, I do agree with that. I think, you know, it's amazing to prejudge a book before you've read it, and I also think that if a lady had proper discernment, she could see the potential in a person, just like a coach does, you know, and then she has to be able to know how to bring out that potential. You know, you can take a small guy and he's 6 feet tall, but he plays forward in basketball in high school because the coach told him he can do it. You can do it. You can make it. You can go into college. You can do this. Well, all day from that coach is challenging him, but that coach is also motivating him. And see, the coach sees potential. And the problem with this, let's walk into something that already exists, is that women, you cut yourself off from an opportunity of real development and building a real foundation that can last. Because see, when those basketball players retire and lose all the money, guess what happens? The reason those ladies are there goes away too. Because most of them are broke at the end of 10 years anyway. But they're only there now because they walked right into a situation. That's not how you're going to have, and that's not the type of lady a man wants anyway. He wants someone who can develop with him, who can build a foundation with him, and who can grow with him, so no matter what comes in life, he knows he has a partner that will stand tall with him, back him up, keep him going, encourage him, so he can get out there and really accomplish things brick by brick by brick.
Right. All right, team. All right, hold up a second, guys. I need to remind everybody that's listening right now, that's going to listen to this in the future, there's going to be record-breaking downloads on this show. I can guarantee it right now. You're listening to Mind Shift Talk Radio. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, www.mindshifttalkradio with the amazing Stacey Emery, Dr. Aoki Dar, and the one and only champion of champions, the motivational minister, Billy Miller. Make it your business to go to www.mindshifttalkradio and connect, get your reminder set up, download previous shows, and tune in for future shows. All right, this brother number one or brother number three, do you have anything to say about that, about brothers in rare form and being part of co-creators in the success?
Yeah, I can say something on that, too. First of all,
okay,
let me put this out there. Even though we're having a discussion about women, I'm the first to acknowledge that all women aren't like that. However, we are talking about some of the myths and some of the things and facts that we've run across. For me personally, I was told at the age of 20 that dating in the 40s was totally different, and I wouldn't understand until I got here. And believe me, I'm understanding something totally different because my mind has changed. My whole, I had a paradigm shift. Because what I was looking for in the 20s and 30s, you know, it was just like getting those scars, moving along, understanding more about what I want. So with that, I'm saying this. I would love to have that woman to sit up and say, you know what? I see what's in you. You know what? I have your best interest at heart. You know what? I can show you that I am the woman that you need, okay? Now, with that, I do find here that within the first 5 minutes of a conversation, even though I keep you laughing, I'm picking out the little things that you're saying and what you're talking about. And believe me, within the first 5-10 minutes, you've pretty much told me a lot about yourself, and I can make a decision right then. You know what? She deserves more time. You know what? She may not. Now, if I decide to give you more time, I'll invest the time into you, I'm not concerned about what you got and all that. I'm really concerned about your heart. Where's your heart at?
Mm-hmm.
What are you feeling?
Mm-hmm.
What is it that you care about? Now, any man out there who would tell you, if he has a woman like brother number two said that's going to be there and be supportive and bring the best out in you, he'll climb the highest mountain, swim the deepest ocean. And anything that he's doing during the day is all about, what can I do to make this woman happy? What can I do
right,
to make her smile? What can I do to give her the best? Because you will no longer be the focus. She becomes the focus because she's bringing out of you what's in you. And you wake up every morning running hard. Okay, I can do it. Because when you're out there fighting those battles all day, you don't want to come home to a house that's unhappy, argumentative, frustration, because you got it in the streets. They call it
right,
a castle for a reason.
Hey, Chris, man, it sounds like all of these men, one of the things in common that they said about the women, they're looking for a selfless woman, and they're looking for a woman that'll motivate them and push them rather than push them down. That's what I'm getting.
Right. Yeah, and you know what? And I believe at the core of it, Billy, that these men really just want someone that's willing to be a co-creator and not – it's the thing that Mike Murdoch talks about when he talks about a parasite and a protege. A parasite is always interested in what's in your hand, what you could do for them, what they could get from you. How can they get in, how can they take, 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 take? But a protege is someone that's interested in what's in your heart. How can I love you to be the king that you were destined to be? How can I be a partner in this so that I can really stake claim to the success versus me just showing up and wanting to take half at the end of the day? A brother that gets that love, he is willing, like brother number three said, he is willing to climb that highest mountain. His goal is to make you happy And all you got to do is make those love deposits. But this is not about that tonight. Let me shift gears real quick, Champion Billy. So, guys, what's a deal breaker for you? Because I don't want this to turn into women. Don't think that we're trying to dog you out or talk negative about women. That's not what this is about. Like, this is about to dispel myths and really get make sure that you understand that all guys aren't the same. So don't treat men like cookie cutters either. So, okay, let's go down the list here, guys. What's a deal breaker for you? When you meet a woman, what's a deal breaker? Brother number one.
Deal breaker. A selfish woman. That's a deal breaker. Her being selfish.
Okay. Okay. A selfish woman. Okay. All right. Brother number two?
Pretentious. And what I mean by that is that a person who, what's wrong with you? Nothing. Did I say something? No. You know, a person who... She sits there and wants you to read her mind. I can't deal with that. If you can't communicate, if you don't want to express yourself, if you can't talk, I'm out of here. I ain't got time for that. Listen, this, you think somebody, I'm supposed to figure out what's wrong with you. You didn't say this right, or you didn't say that. Whenever I hear that you didn't do that, I'm out of there, okay? You can't, ladies, you cannot expect somebody to read your mind, especially with these hidden things that you think a person ought to be doing, and you taking scorecard on him. Oh, he didn't do this, he didn't do that. And then so you talk to your girlfriends, and, oh, he didn't do that, didn't he? See, that stuff is a totally a deal breaker. And then the other thing, for me, I'll tell you what, if I took you out to dinner, And the way you treat that waitress, that's what I'm looking for.
Jesus.
Look, this ain't right. And, oh, I wanted my butter warm. And can you add, this ain't spicy enough. And I don't think my food is warm. I'm out of there. Let me tell you, that's how you're going to treat me.
Right.
Because
okay,
that guy is serving you. That guy
right.
is ministering to you.
I
that
totally
guy
agree
is
with
providing
brother
for you.
Hold on, Daddy, you done said something. So, brother, all right, let's explore this. Let's camp out here for a second, because I think these women need to really hear this little aspect. And we're on www.mindshifttalkradio, keeping it real. So, guys, let's say on that first date, you're taking a woman out on that first date. So you already said, brother number two, how she treats that waitress is important from you. And I heard brother number one getting riled up over there. So brother number one, go ahead and chime in on that comment.
I just because it's like brother number two said, it's basically that woman, that waitress or that waiter is serving you, and that's exactly what we're gonna be doing to that woman. And just like you said, that's why I was in your amen corner, my brother. But. It's almost like, you know, if you're always complaining about this is not hot enough, this is not cold enough, I didn't ask for this, I need some extra napkins. She's gonna be the same way throughout your relationship.
everything
is not gonna be perfect, but she's gonna nitpick on everything in every situation. That's how she's gonna.
Right, we're not talking about legitimate stuff. Now it's legitimate if it's called, so we're not talking about that, lady, so don't jump on that in the chat room. All right, I got to give brother number three an opportunity to jump in on that, but this is very interesting because after that, I want to find out from you guys as well, but now what kind of things that you think that's going to help, do you actually make your decision about if you're going to take her out the next time or is this going to just be a booty call or what's your deal when you see this kind of stuff, or you just want to rid her from your life? Okay, brother number three, get a chance.
My deal breaker is if you're holding me accountable for some junk some brother in your past has done to you. And a lot of times you can pick up on that in conversations in the first night that you're having dinner if you put it out there. Because a lot of them are holding these brothers accountable for their past brothers that didn't treat them right.
All right.
Hey, Chris.
Go ahead. Yes,
also,
sir.
You know, if they're treating the waiter like that, the waiter is a stranger. And, you know, when you're with a stranger, you show your best impression at the time. You know, your first impression is your thing. But if they treat a stranger like that, Imagine what they do once they know you and let themselves out.
Wow.
And you know, hey. Listen, nothing is perfect. Nothing is always 100%. But some of these things are ridiculous. And then at the end of the day, when you get ready to give him a tip, she look up, you going to tip him? I mean, you know, my tea wasn't sweet enough. And you going to tip him? I mean, come on, man. This kind of stuff is ridiculous. And
We got some more questions we got to get to, guys. I know you guys are getting passionate. Hold on. I got some more stuff that's going to stir you up. So nobody, don't even think about leaving the show early. If I were you, I would call my friends and call the girls to get on the line and listen to this show. Post it on Facebook and Twitter, www.mindshifttalkradio, where it's the home of Dr. Ayle Kedar, Stacey Emery, the motivational minister, Billy Miller. Don't miss this opportunity tonight because I'm still going to pull some. I'm going to get the butter out the duck, ladies. I'm going to get the butter out these dudes tonight. You know, it's about to get adult in about 5 minutes. It's about to get 100% adult. All right, brother number three, did we get your deal breaker?
Yeah. A woman holding me accountable for what her past relationships were like.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
She had some knuckleheads in the past that treated her bad. She's going to hold me accountable for it, and you can usually tell that early.
Okay.
Hey Chris, I know we got to get to the next question, but I got to throw this one out here. My deal breaker is a woman that's controlling.
Wow. What do you mean? Talk about that, Billy. Go there.
You know, some women are controlling because they fear being controlled, you know, but like one of the brothers said, because of their past, you know, they might have been in an abusive relationship, they've been hurt here, so their fear of being controlled, now they are controlling, and they want to dominate, they won't let you be a man, because they want to be the man.
That's a good one. How about insecure? Very insecure women.
Okay. All right, yeah. Now... Hey, somebody else has something they wanted to add real quick before we jump to that next question? All right. Well, here we go. Now, what's your thoughts on this guy? Do you really, because I'm going to start heating it up a little bit. I was listening to Stacey Emery on a radio show yesterday. She said the best way to cook a frog, you can't throw it in hot water because the frog will jump out. What you do is you put it in nice warm water and you gradually increase the temperature, and the next thing you have boiled frog. So I'm about to boil you guys. I'm about to turn the temperature up just a little bit more right here. How true is this next statement personally to you? Do you want a woman that – do you really want a woman – like she's a woman in the street, but she's a freak in the bedroom. How true
Amen.
Is that to you? Can I get the question out?
Amen.
You want a woman, she's a woman in the street or in public, she classy, she all that, but in the bedroom, it's straight freaky, it's your fantasy girl, it's the pole, it's whatever goes on and happens, that's you. All right, so let's go ahead and start with brother number three. A woman in the street, freak in the bedroom, what say you?
I say amen, and I still don't have a problem with getting a little freaky in the streets either.
So a little freaky in the streets, a little freaky in the bedroom. Okay.
A lot of freaky in the bedroom, a little freaky in the streets, and it's still a woman altogether.
Right. All right, brother number two. What's your take on that? A woman in the streets and a freak in the bedroom.
You know what, Chris? I have to lean towards that, you know. Freak can be taken to the extreme, but hey, man, I like a lot of aggression, foreplay, pole, Victoria's Secret. Absolutely.
Well, I mean,
plenty of it. Yes, indeed. That's right.
But anyway,
Anyway, I am 150%
on that,
because you got to have that, because what happens is after a period of time, everything gets monotonous. It's like it's the same thing, same position, same thing, same position. You know, and it gets old, and you start losing interest in that person. But it's nothing wrong with women going to a pole dancing class, learning how to pole dance. Nothing
okay.
going wrong with dressing up in like little maid outfits. You come home from work and she's in a maid outfit, you know, or daggone, we call it an apron with nothing on, cooking dinner, you know. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Well, hey, Chris, I believe in the Evers.
In the what?
The Evers.
What's that?
Whenever, whatever.
Wherever, whenever, however. You believe in the Evers? whenever, whatever. Okay. All right. So now let's take it a step further. Let's turn the heat a little more. Oral sex, right? Let's talk about oral sex, guys. I heard a good friend of my relationship coach, she told me, she found this quote. She said, if a man going to get on one knee, a woman should get on two. All right. So, guys, this thing about oral sex is big, because there's some women say, hey, you know what? I'm not gonna give the man oral sex. I'm not into that, right? So I got a couple of layers of this question. But first, I want to find out, is that a deal breaker for you? I mean, I want you guys to be honest. Can you see yourself going 30 years, 50 years with this woman, and she don't do that? And this, is it important to you, or is it not important to you? So, brother number one, how important is oral sex to you that woman gives it to you?
It is. It's not mandatory. I mean, it is a must.
The truth.
Put it away.
It is a must.
The truth.
It is a must. It is a must.
Because
how you feel about the truth?
Let me tell you
how
why.
You feel about
let me
that.
Tell you why. Hold on. Let me tell you why. Because the level of sexual intensity increases tenfold with oral sex.
Mm.
Sometimes you know how, you know, we get up in age, everything get a little sloppy, everything starting to hang a little bit. You know, you're not going to get as hard as you was when she was 25, 30 years old. But I'm telling you, if you are giving oral sex with me, I'm telling you the sexual intensity and the sex and the erection that I receive when I receive oral sex is off the chart.
It all depends
on the woman. It all depends on if they don't do it. Okay, I'm still gonna get an erection, but it's not gonna be as where it would have been if I had oral sex. So it depends
okay,
on if they really want to be satisfied. Go ahead.
All right, I got some layers to this. So I'm gonna come back to you. I got some layers. I got some layers about this because some women feel they shouldn't have to do it, and then I want to talk about when should they tell you about that. So, but first, I want to find out if that's a deal breaker. So, brother number two, how do you feel about it? Is that a deal breaker for you, or can you live the rest of your lifetime with her in peace, harmony, without it?
Chris, it is not a deal breaker. I can certainly and definitely live in peace, grace, and harmony without it. I just don't need that. Listen, if she's fine and I can see, my eyesight just needs to look at her. And that's sometimes all I need. That right there becomes a personal issue between the lady, the man, and the wife. But it's not a deal breaker. I mean, it's not a necessity. It's not something I would even expect. Now, you know, am I going to stop her? No. But it's no. I ain't going to lie. Hey, you know, if she – but – in terms of being a deal breaker, something I'm looking for, something I'm expecting, that's not in the group. That's not in the equation.
Okay, all right, brother number three, come on. Deal breaker or not?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, that's not a top priority in my game. I enjoy, but if you don't, I'm still cool. Like I said, I still like the places, whatever, whenever, however, more excites me. But if you choose to, that's cool. If not, it's not a deal breaker for me. It ain't on the top 10 of my priority list.
Okay. All right. So, brother number 2 and 3, that you're willing, married 30, 40 years, you don't need that. Right? Yes?
Now,
that's a yes or no?
I don't have to have it. That's a yes. No, I don't need it.
Okay. All right. And brother number 3 says that. All right. So, when do you think a woman should tell you she does not do that, that she doesn't like it, she don't want to be involved in that? When do you think she should tell you that? Well, let me go with brother number 1, because for him it's a deal breaker. So brother number 1, well, not necessarily a deal breaker. He didn't quite say that, but it's vital. So brother number 1, when do you think a woman should tell you? How many dates do you, how much money you need to spend on dates and movies and all that before she tell you? When should she tell you?
Actually, well, it's not going to be at a dinner table when she tells you. It's probably going to be maybe the first or second time you're intimate with them. So it's not going to be like over dinner. Like, yeah, so you all sex, you know, I mean,
you don't jump the gun. You don't went from dinner at Waffle House to sex and just find out if you're going to get some blowjob, right?
I mean,
is there any progression there, man?
The man said this is what he likes, right?
Man, I work. You can work bad, man. In the bedroom.
You know my profession, man. You know what I do. So it's quick for me. So okay, let me back up. I mean, Charlie, maybe you asked how many dates?
Yeah, like how long in a relationship before a woman should tell you that she does not do that, and if that's important to you, that, you know, that's not something she's willing to do.
I mean, usually around about, you know, third or fourth date, that's probably a good, you know, you've been to the movies, you've been to dinner a couple of times, you know, the conversation is probably, you know, getting more in depth, you know.
Right.
So I think about a third or fourth date, you know.
All right. All right. Now, short answers from 2 and 3, since you guys are really, it's no big deal to you, but I still want to hear your opinion. When do you think a woman should tell a guy that's not something she's involved with? She doesn't want to do that. When do you think, brother number 2, when do you think a woman should tell a guy that that's something she doesn't do?
Well, you know, Chris, I think if you date, you take her out 4 or 5 times, the subject of sex is going to come up.
Right.
Especially if you're talking like this might be a lasting relationship, around the 5th or 6th date, you know, that issue probably is going to come up because, you know, at our age, we ain't got a whole lot of time to waste. So you want to get to the important things fast. And I think around that 5th date is 5th, 6th, something like that, maybe 4th.
Okay.
You start that conversation going, and then that way you know, what you like, what, you know, talking about what you like, what you expect, what you would prefer in a partner and those type of things. I think it really does come out around that 4th or 5th date, man, once you're comfortable with them.
Okay, good deal. So, all right, brother number 3, real quick, just let me know what date do you think, because I was even looking at the comments in the chat room. Aren't Hamp in the chat room said, yo, it's a deal breaker. that was so funny. And he put some arms with, like, he's shaking his head at some of his responses. I love it. Thanks, brother Aren't Hamp, for listening. And Queen Classy up in the chat room. And Dr. Io and Stacey Emery holding it down. Life Six Life Skills in the chat room holding it down. L. Smith 68 holding it down in the chat room, and Margier, I probably jacked your name up, but I see you holding it down in the chat room as well. All right, so brother number 3, when should a woman tell you? Because the next question is going to be fired up. So when should a woman tell you?
As soon as the door opens itself. I've seen it
open
on the very first date. If the conversation is flowing and you allow me to push into those areas, I'm going to push it.
Okay.
So it can happen as early as the first date or as late as the second or third date. But if you open the door and I see I can push that issue, I'm going to push it.
Right, just to find out, right? All right, guys, so let's turn up the heat a little bit more. All right, let's take it to that next area that these women talked about it, so we're going to talk about it, and we're not going to shy away from any subject. We're going to talk about anal sex, all right, because, you know, it's a big thing going on right now. And, you know, some guys, it's a deal breaker. Some guys could care less about it. And we don't represent the thoughts of all men on the planet, right? So this is just going to give some insight to let you know all guys are not the same. And it's a huge mistake, ladies, to treat all guys are the same, because it's just not true. All right, so let's go down the line. Brother number one, what's your thought on anal sex?
Don't like it.
Okay, you
don't
like
it. Don't like it, never done it, and have no desire to do it.
Okay, good deal. All right, what if now, okay, brother number one, what if you meet a woman and you're attracted to her, you're going down that line, and she says, okay, well, I want that. That's something she's into. And you all in love, and you know, you're ready to go to the next level. So what do you think?
I would give it a try. I would give it a try. He likes it. He enjoys it.
No, Tom, I ain't let you get away with this. You just stood on this platform I'll try it.
I mean, think about it. I mean, I have no desire to do it. But like I said, if she likes it, she enjoys it, she gets off on it, I'll be a man and give it a try. I give it anything a try once.
Okay. All right. Well, not everything, but you know, we leave that for the show next week. All right, brother number two. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, Chris, that's an easy one. That I have no interest in that. I've never even done that, and that's not necessary. Now, if there's a woman, you know, and she says she likes it, I think that might be a deal breaker for me. I just don't see that as being a natural part. Listen, there's one hole, and it's good enough for me. I don't need that one is all I need, man. And so, you know, that...
Ain't no lover like the one you got.
Exactly, man. I think you get away from the natural use of a, when you get into that, and you're gonna get into disease and sickness. I ain't got time for that. Listen, this one is good enough. And if she just, that's what I like, that's what I got to have, I'm not the brother for you. Go find somebody else who can do that.
Okay. Good. Now, brother number three, what say you?
Well, dog, been there, tried it once, didn't like it. However, that right woman come along.
Hold on. Say it again. However.
I didn't say but. I said however. The right woman come along, I may be open to it again. But right now, no.
All right, but you're open, so you got to have a closed door to it.
Let me say this again. Been there, tried it, didn't like it. However, that right woman come along, I may consider it.
Okay, you may consider it because you're looking at, you know, your woman's into it, you're willing to be there and do that. If, you know, you care for her, that's something you're willing to try. Okay. All right, Brother Billy, I'm sorry. I've just been flying with the questions. Didn't even yield to you because I got so much over here I want to get. We good? All right,
you're good, man.
Now, that's some sex stuff, and ladies haven't posted, like, there's some question they want, but I got some from a lot of women that I was talking to, and I wanted to make sure that I got the question from them out to you guys as well. So I want to talk to you guys about something here, all right, affairs. Let's talk about affairs for a moment. And the reason why I want to talk about affairs, I want to try to get some insight on why would men even have an affair or consider having an affair or anything like that, right? So right before we get to that, let me ask you guys this. Right before I do that, you're listening to Mind Shift Talk Radio at www.mindshifttalkradio.com, where you have the phenomenal Stacey Emery, Dr. Aoki Dar, and the phenomenal, awesome, amazing champion of champions, Billy Miller. Make sure you go to www.mindshifttalkradio.com, download previous shows, and schedule the future shows. You can do yourself a good favor by making sure you catch some of these shows in the future, as well as downloading these on your iPod, iPad, Android phone to listen to in your information library. All right, guys, right before I switch gears to the affairs part, and we're going to go 90 minutes. We're going to get an extra bonus 30 minutes from the gracious Stacey Emery because we got a couple of questions we got to get out here. Now, guys, here's a question for you. Can a woman ever be more than a booty call after having sex on the first date? So, guys, you met this girl. You were vibing. She was cute and all that. You had sex on the first date. I mean, you hit it. You knocked it out. Can you really look at her as more than a booty call from that point? And, fellas, don't give me no BS. Just be honest. Just be who you are authentically. But can she be more than a booty call? Let's start with brother number one.
Wow.
No. Because the reason I say no is because in the back of your mind, it's always going to be in the back of your mind, even if it did progress to something else, it's always going to be in the back. You're going to be at the altar and be like, I hit this on the first night. You know, it's always like how many jokers she done been with and let them hit on the first night. So it's going to be like, where is her morals? Where is her ethics? You know, I mean, seriously, I mean, like, she could come across, you know, she could be with you and come across a dude and have a one-night stand and be fine with that. So
right.
that's always going to be in your back of your mind, like, okay, she was too easy. That's what we think. She was too easy.
She was too easy. The challenge wasn't there.
The challenge
didn't get
wasn't
that challenge.
There. The challenge wasn't there. The chase wasn't there. You were like, hit that the first night. I mean, it's like, okay, that's a notch on the belt.
Right. I can't wait till we get to brother number three on this, because we've had several conversations about this on how far, you know, a guy will go, you know, just kind of just pushing the envelope, not necessarily, you know, thinking that you're going to get it. But, you know, a lot of dudes, you just keep pushing to see how far it's going to go. And if you can get it, a lot of dudes will take it. But from that point, won't not only respect you, but, you know, continue to hit it until he's tired of it because, hey, you gave it up on the first night. So, brother, go ahead.
And then, like I said, like, to add on to that, like I said, we'll go on until we're tired of it, and then we, and basically what we do is sabotage or do something to make them, you know, to separate from that person. We'll do something, you know, and, like, get to the point where you get tired of them, like, you do something, won't care, get caught slipping, and, like, okay, whatever, and she was going to get kicked anyway because I slept with her the first night.
Right. So you don't respect her, you don't care, about her feelings, you're not caring about nothing, and she's thinking, you know, she got this guy, and at the end of the day, it was just a hit. She done left a good man to come run for you, and you never had an intention on this chick being the chick. She's always been the chick on the sideline. I was listening to this comedian, Corey Holcomb. He said, if all you got on your man is a cell phone number, whereas if he changed that number, you can't find him, you a number two chick. Hey, I wonder how many women right now think about their man. Shoot, that's all I got. All I got is his cell number. Well, guess what? You might be a number two chick, because if he changes his number, you can't find him. You might be number two. You an option. All right, let me get off my little soapbox. Brother number two, I want you to take that. Can a woman ever be more than a booty call after having sex on the first date?
Absolutely not. And she did. That right there will tell me all I need to know about her. And I cannot take it any further than that. And just like brother number one says, it's always in the back of your mind. Listen, if I was number one, what if she meets somebody next Friday at a happy hour or something like that? Nah, man, that ain't going to happen here. As a matter of fact, see, that's what I'm looking for. And when I see that could happen, I'm out of there. So, man, it's no way I could be committed to it, no.
Okay, brother number three.
She will always be the after midnight call. She will never be no more than a booty call. Now, she may be a good booty call. You have to rate them. Good booty call, bad booty call. If she's a good booty call, she'll be called before the bad booty call. The thing is, you don't want to be the bad booty call because you're going to get the last call of the night.
Right, so if you get called at 10 o'clock, you might be a good booty call, but if you get called at 1, you're not that good.
You're the last booty call.
You're the last one. You're the last. So you know if a dude call you at 1, you must be way down on the list. You at the bottom of the cell phone.
I know she'll do it. But no, you ain't going to make it past no booty call after that, you know, if you give it up on the first night. Matter of fact, you really going to get taken to McDonald's.
If that. Right.
If you got lucky.
Right. If you got lucky, you can get cheese on it, right? Hey, all right. Now, listen. All right. Let's go a little deeper here because I want to take this to some really deeper issues. And I'm so gracious and so honored and thankful to Billy Miller, Aoki Dar, and Stacey Emery for giving us this opportunity for this real honest conversation. So if there are any callers that are on the line and you have something you want to say, just go ahead and press 1. And we have our honorary person taking care of the phones for us. If you wanted to speak or if you had a comment, you can just call in and then have the opportunity to talk to the guys live at 347-989-0206. Once again, 347-989-0206. What I'm not looking for, ladies and gentlemen, is somebody to give some clinical response to stuff, because this is the real part of it. You know, someone can give you a clinical answer about something, but this is just how these guys feel. You can't fault them for it. We're not trying to fix them. We're not trying to do surgery. It's just their thoughts that I want to make sure we have this opportunity to explore. So, guys, I want to switch gears a little bit and talk about affairs. Let's talk about affairs. Why do you have affairs? Why do you think men have affairs? And you can kind of give your own personal experience where you can just share anything like, you know, you were in a relationship, and why would you, if you ever thought about an affair, I'm having a challenge getting this question out, but I hope you guys can feel me. If you ever thought about having an affair or cheating on your woman, why did that come up? Was it anything that pushed you towards that direction? Let's start out with brother number 2.
Yeah, Chris, I'll tell you what. Disappointment, hope deferred, having some expectation but never getting them fulfilled, feeling rejected by the person that you really care for, feeling totally unappreciated. There's an opportunity that drives men to having affairs. And then also being over, how should I say it, being overworked, just simple as that. I mean, you know, the brother, he goes to work and he fixes problems, he's solving solutions, and he's doing all of that. And then he comes home, he's got to fix problems and solving solutions and everything. And honey, you got to do this, and then you didn't do this, and then the kids got to go ahead and da-da-da-da. Then here come a nice good-looking woman and said, look, you don't have to do nothing. You don't have to fix nothing. You don't have to solve nothing. Just let me take care of you. Somebody needs to take care of you. And so what happens is, that's what a man really wants. He wants a woman who is really attentive to him and his needs and what he wants. And when he's not getting it, the first fine thing that comes along says she'll give it to him, he going to the trough, man, to take it. And so when you are unfulfilled, when you are not being given the right attention to, when you're being ignored, When you're asking for some, I'm tired, I'm not, and then I give you some 2 weeks ago. See, stuff like that.
Two weeks ago?
Yeah.
Okay, after this, we're going to talk about how often should women be over this thing. We're going to talk about that after this affairs one, because the women, they really got down on how often that they should have sex and all that, and once a week or twice a week and all that. We'll get the men's perspective in a moment. But, okay, brother number 3 on this one, affairs. What would cause you to have an affair, or what has caused you to think about an affair in the past?
I tell you, shit, she started tripping, straight up tripping about everything, and then finally she shut down the goods department. Okay, You shutting down the goods department? It's been a week. Okay, 2 weeks. All right, now when I go out here, don't come back talking about it's my fault.
Okay, so if she shut down the candy store for about 2 weeks, that around that time,
my process started flowing.
My mind started thinking.
You know, it's real. You know, a lot of women don't realize, you, like brother number 2 said, you coming home And if this woman ain't giving you what you need at home, you're going to look somewhere else. And usually somewhere about that 2 to 3 week period, your mind going to start wondering, especially if you got someone looking at you and presenting to you what you desire and you want, and you're not getting it at home.
Now, a woman, I'm sorry, Dr. Isle, she is a woman. She's a phenomenal woman. Dr. Isle just posted in the chat room really quick. She said, well, I hope she's aware of the two-week timeline. Do you let women know about that two-week timeline? Are they aware of that, or is that just something you do? You just go get yours on the side. You ain't saying nothing. Ain't nobody hurt. You just get yours.
I think we're just using the 2 weeks as a time frame. That's not a locked-in-stone time, because most brothers are going to let the woman know, yo, what's up? What's going on? Why are we flowing like we used to? Believe me, by the time he's rolling out there, he done addressed it with you. And if you ain't smart enough to check in on it, then hey.
Well, that's exactly right, Chris. You know, you're trying to get some. You say, all right, I'll wait till Wednesday night. I'm sleepy. I got a headache. Oh, yeah, I'll wait till Friday night. Well, I got to get up early in the morning, so just leave me alone. I mean, man, hey, you done tried this thing 5 or 6 times here. And then there's even no sensitivity towards it. Just cold . And that's the deception that they think they're doing. They think if they hold out on you, it'll make you conform to what they are trying to prove or want you to know or whatever, instead of just telling me what you want me to know.
Right. All right,
and so, but yes, there's no way they cannot know that this is the time, especially if you're trying to get you to them every other night.
Right. Brother number one, affairs. Man, I mean, brother number two and brother number three basically hit it. I mean, like I said, frustration. You're coming home, trying to get you some, and they're not giving it up. I mean, there's an expectation for her to please her man, and I'm telling you, if a man's not getting pleased at home, he will find something somewhere else.
Oh,
wow.
It's like they're doing you a big damn favor.
It's almost like you're trying to put up some punishment.
Yeah.
But you're really not. You're not really putting.
If I give you some, I'm doing you a favor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Keep thinking that.
All right, guys. There's this comedian I love. He's so funny, Corey Holcomb. He said the woman. He was talking to this woman, and she said, "Well, he took her home, and she was acting funny." And she said, none for you tonight. And she said, I'm getting none tonight. None for you. And he said, He said, no, none from you tonight. He said, none for you. She said, they're like, none from you. Somebody going to make it to it, too. Somebody going to. Hey, I'm not saying you going to do it, but somebody going to do it. Hey, not you. Hey, let me shift gears real quick. You're listening to Mind Shift Talk Radio, www.mindshifttalkradio.com. The great author and radio show talk host, Latricia Smith, is in the chat room. She said, okay, guys, if you're not getting your needs met, why is that still your home? Why not opt to leave the relationship? So would that cause you let me get this perspective from you guys. You would rather cheat instead of leave that relationship. Wouldn't it? According to Latricia, shouldn't you just plan on leaving the relationship rather than cheat? Who wants to tackle that?
I'll be glad to talk to that. This is a brother number two. Yes. Matter of fact, listen, if there is no fulfillment either way in that relationship needs to be severed. And you moved on because you want someone who can engage you and you can engage them, and the two of you can become one. If you've got this situation where a person is not going to work towards satisfying you and you satisfying them, and the two of you are just sitting there looking at each other like you're strangers, then, yeah, you need to get out of a relationship, and that is definitely what I would be seeking to do.
Okay. Okay. Anybody else wanted to speak to that before we went to that next question?
Yeah, I can agree with brother number two on that. But, you know, my question still goes this way. If you ain't willing to satisfy, why don't you just get on out the way before we get to this point?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. Did somebody else want to weigh in? I thought I heard somebody else getting ready to jump in on that.
I was about to say something about, like, the woman says, why don't we go ahead and leave the relationship instead of cheat, right?
Is that correct?
Yes.
Well, it all depends on the longevity of how long that type of behavior is going on. If it's like, you know, every other month or, you know, every 6 months, but if it's continuous, yeah, it's time to jet.
Okay. Well, we got some. All right, hey guys, we got some ladies fired up in the chat room. They have finally woken up. It's 11:05. We got 25 minutes in life skills. I know who that is, the great coach in life skills. She says, well, couples, she mentioned something about how that nobody's going to be able to engage you for 20 years straight, that there are going to be some dry spells. And, you know, so here's what I want to talk about. How often should women expect to have sex? How often are you expecting to have sex with your woman? Let's start out with bachelor. I feel like this is the bachelor show. Women, if you want bachelor number one, text 555 to text bachelor number one to 555. All right. Brother number three. How often do you plan on having sex or with your sexual appetite? How often would a woman want to have sex? You want your woman to have sex with you?
If I'm really turned on and excited and really feeling you like that, whenever. Whatever, however. As often
all right,
as
how many
can.
How many times a week? I don't have a number to put on it
because I may wake up at 8 o'clock and want to get busy. Soon I may want to, and a day or two down the road. I can't put a number on it, but when I'm ready and in the mood, I feel like, hey, let's ride with him.
Okay, well, if a woman told you she only want to have sex once a week.
Deal breaker.
Deal breaker. Twice a week.
Deal breaker.
Three times a week.
Deal breaker.
Four times a week.
Dang,
four times a week.
Deal breaker.
Look, you want it all the dang on time. Okay, good. Let me move on.
We can relax on Sunday.
Okay, you can take a break on Sunday. Keep a close on Sunday.
Really,
bro.
You know, if I had to put a number to it, maybe about 4 or 5 times a week.
All right, life skills posted in the chat room. Some women have medical procedures where a doctor indicates a period of no sex. All right, and that's cool. You know, if you can't have sex for that thing, we're talking about it's a will thing or it's just not her thing. She's not into sex. Not, you know, you got a procedure, something going on where you can't have sex. You know, we're not trying to tear it up, right? We want
that's a whole other ball game, man.
That's a whole other ball game, but it's a valid point. That, you know, so we don't, you know, they don't think that we just want to jump their bones even if they got a procedure. So, brother,
I don't think you're that shallow.
Nah. But, you know, we just want to put it out there on radio. You know, everybody, mm-hmm. We got different listeners. So, brother number one, what's your thoughts on that? How often should you have sex? Or do you want your woman to be able to have sex?
I'm good with, like, 3, maybe 4 times a week. I'm good with 3 or 4 times a week. I don't
right.
have to have it all the time. It's just, you know, 3 or 4 times a week. If it goes over that, I'm good. If not, I'm good. But if it goes under 3, then, you know.
Right. Okay. Well, I got something interesting. Doctor, hold up, brother number two. Dr. Isle posted in the chat room, it doesn't even go down like that. Anybody that gives you a number is a deal breaker. So just because a guy says, you know, being open and honest, saying, you know, I really, you know, with my sexual drive, you know, 3 or 4 times a week is important to me. I think that's a good thing for somebody to be honest enough and tell you versus getting to a relationship and you a 2-time-a-week person and he's a 4-time-a-week person, you know, that's a challenge later. I mean, it's good, you know, in my opinion, for somebody to be honest enough to tell you that, right? But this is the men's show, so we get the hold it down the way we want. I'm glad she's fired up because she's an amazing champion. All right, brother number two, what's your thoughts on that? How many times do you think is good that you would probably want to have sex in a week?
Well, Chris, I'm probably older than them other brothers, so I'm talking about 4 or 5 times a week. Hey, listen, and I'm glad you clarified that. Look, we're not making this a hard set rule. We're just saying, hey, if I had my druthers, if I had my preference, you know, twice a week for me, I mean, I could live with that. I could live with twice a week. If 3 times, man, that'd be a bonus for me. I'm doing pretty good. And if they go over that, man, wow. But, you know, it is not something that has to have. Relationships is not sex. It is not the first thing in it. So I can tell you, twice a week, I can live with it all 20 years. Anything more than that is a bonus. Anything less than that, come on, man. I'm not doing something right if she's not doing something right. I got to check myself out to see why she don't want to do nothing more than twice a week with me. But I can deal with twice a week.
Hey, you guys should see the chat room. These ladies are fired up. They are fired up, boys, saying it's just a little unnatural to schedule intimacy like a chore. You got to put it on there, like, got to get groceries.
We're not trying to schedule it.
That's not true. See, there you go. See, that's how they think. See, right away there, you got them talking about a chore. No, we're just, hey, if I had my preference, if I got to buy you flop, you tell me what I got to do to make sure. But if I had my preference two times a week, hey, that's a good thing for me, you know?
I get a lot of those comments. I'm wondering, are they really listening?
Hey, Chris, ask them how many times would they want some D. They going to tell you, I need to have some D. Three times a week. They going to tell you that. I need something up in me, and about at least 3 times a week, four times a week. That's just giving us a number.
Everybody has a preference,
yeah. Right? Man, I think Billy was going to add in.
Huh?
Oh, I thought you were trying to add something in there.
Oh no, that wasn't me, brother.
Billy said, "I'm not touching that." But Dr. Ayo did give some hand claps up for, you know, that a relationship is not just sex. And I don't think any of the guys on the show tonight, you know, but, you know, there are some guys who feel like that's all it is. But I don't think the guys on the show are saying that tonight, that it is that way. And one of the ladies posted in the chat room, Billy, you got called out in the chat room. I need you to observe that and respond to it. They bust you out in the chat room. But one of the ladies did post in the chat room a good point. You know, when you have kids and all that, that changes. Life changes. You know, trying to have, you know, sex 4 or 5 times a week and you got kids running around, you got all that dynamic, things change, right? So that's a valid point. Things does change. And I don't think anybody's putting that requirement. But, hey, you need to know moving forward in your relationship that, you know, there are some issues out there. All right. Now, I got to switch gears again. Time is continuing to move. This is www.mindshifttalkradio.com, where you can always find honest and open communication with the great Stacey Emery, Dr. Ayo Kedar, and Billy Miller. Guys, let's talk about counseling for a second. You know, the perception is men don't like counseling. So when a relationship tends to go south, you know, the women want to go to counseling, which, you know, not all cases is always true, but I think in the higher percentile is probably true that women want to go to counseling, but men don't want to go to counseling. How do you guys feel about going to counseling? What's your opinion? What's your thoughts about going to counseling to save your relationship? Let's start with brother number two.
Chris, I think counseling is critical, necessary, and should be required. If two people really care for one another, but they're having some problems, they need someone to help them see what they don't see. And that's probably why they need counseling. There's something you can't see, especially if you really care about the person, really necessary. Now, the one thing that would not want me to go to counseling, if I get in there and she's not telling the truth about the issues, skirting around and, you know, said this and then getting counseling, tell me, I didn't say that. Well, yes, you did. That's why we're here. You know, I didn't do that. Hold it now. That's why. So, listen, I think counseling should be before marriage, during marriage. and, yeah, man, it's good. Because, see, listen, you don't have all the answers, but somebody else may can help you see what you don't see. And to help you come up with little things to do that you haven't thought of yet. And that's why I think counseling is very critical. But it has to be, it has to be done in truth. You can't fix something if people are not telling you what's really broke.
I like that. You can't fix something if they're not telling you it's broke. All right, brother number one, what's your thoughts around counseling?
Like brother number two said, I think it's, I haven't participated in any kind of counseling or anything like that, but I think it'll probably be crucial because like you said, you need that mediator to be able to say, okay, you're wrong, you're right, you know, and somebody, you know, that could look at both sides of the coin. Like Chris, you always say that saying, you can't see the picture because you're standing inside the frame. You know, sometimes, you know, you're inside the frame and you think everything is hunky-dory and you're doing everything right, but you're really not because, you know, you're inside the frame. So, but like I said, counseling to somebody, you know, if it's a pastor or if it's whatever, it's definitely an asset.
Okay. Brother number three.
Hey, I agree with that. You know, I think it's very important because, like you said, if something is going wrong and you two can't work it out, there's got to be somebody who can sit in the middle and not be biased about it. You know, usually I think of something like this. When I go into it, I need to be checking me, finding out what it is that I'm doing wrong because, obviously, you know, I'm a participant in this. But I highly encourage anybody, take professional counseling. Please don't come to me with your girlfriend counseling. Don't come to me with mom and them counseling, and don't come to me with nobody else's counseling, because I'm not going to hear it, because they're only probably looking at it one way, but let's get the professional counselor.
I like that. All right, guys, real quick, so I'm going to need faster answers from you guys, because, you know, the time is definitely winding down, so I want to make sure we get a couple more questions in, and I want to give you time to do, I want to give you each time to share something that you always wanted to say to women. All right, so I want to make sure we have time for that, but let me get a couple of questions out. Just give me some real quick answers. So we're going to start with brother number one, two, and then we'll go to three, just kind of real quick. So what are some turnoffs from you? What are some things that turn you off? What are some things that turn you off, brother number one?
Bad hairdos. I mean, not bad hairdos, but just
bad breath.
Bad hygiene. Bad breath. if you don't floss and sometimes you eat and you got, you know, food in your teeth, that is definitely a turn on for me. If you got locks and you know, locks get dirty and you don't take care of your hair. I mean, most black women, I think their last dime is going to be spent on their head anyway. So, I mean, for the most part, but
right.
Yeah, you know, I mean, so that's, but definitely
okay.
the grill, the mouth is a fresh breath.
We talked about the mouth already. All right, brother number two, what are some turnoffs for you?
Smacking gum. Just smacking on gum. You like to sit up somewhere and just say, I can't handle it.
All right, brother number three. Real quick.
A woman who keep a nasty house, a foul mouthed woman, and a woman with corns on her toes.
Okay. All right. Brother number one, what is a turn on? What's one thing, if you can say that's a huge turn on for you, what would you say is a huge turn on?
Wow. A fit body. Now she doesn't have to be like gym, like aerobics type fit. Just a nice fit, like in shape, kind of workout. You know, just nice, fit, firm body, and, you know, and chocolate brown, cocoa brown skin is like, oh, my God, it just drives me crazy.
Okay, all right. Brother number two, real quick, what are some turn? What's a turn-on for you? What's, if you can say anything, what's a turn-on for you?
An open woman, a woman who let the walls down, who can really share with you how she feels about you and about other situations.
Okay, brother number three.
Yeah, her personality is a turn-on for me. And also with the personality, like brother number two said, a woman who is open and can talk with you. And then something about a sundress and the sandals does it for me. And white diamond perfume.
All right. So let's go down the line here. Brother number one. Now let's start with brother number three. What's something you always wanted to say to women? What's something you always wanted to share with women and don't hold back, but real brief at the same time because we run out of time. What's something you always wanted to share with women?
What's something I always wanted to share with women?
Yeah, if there's anything
I guess it's
kind of broad,
but the first thing that pops in my mind is when something's bothering me and I want to open up and talk to you about it and share it with you and you discount it.
Okay. How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel like you don't care, you know, especially if I'm pouring into you. But if you're not taking in what I'm trying to share with you, when there's something that's really bothering me, you know, that tells me that you don't care, and I will eventually shut down with you.
Okay. All right. Brother number two, what's something that you always wanted to say to women or share with them to let them know?
Chris, they are the most precious creation God ever made, and they're this backbone of family and community, and that they are the most wonderfully made creatures in the world. I mean, a woman has everything needed to create success and to create a successful life and a happy life.
Okay, brother number one.
Ditto to what brother number two just said, and so much more. I mean, but don't judge a book by its cover. I think brother number two said it earlier. But I think a lot of women sometimes looks at a man and judges him just by his appearance, you know. For example, I'm 6'2", light skin, curly hair, and a lot of times women look, you know, and it's just a friend. I'm a friendly dude. I speak to women a lot of times, just in passing. How you doing? A lot of women don't even speak, and it's just a lot of times I don't know if your guard is up. You're thinking guys are trying to get at you, but a lot of times you're just being more open, more friendlier, or you know. When guys are just speaking to you, just giving you the greeting of the day, but like a lot of times with me though, it's probably they're judging my book by its cover, thinking that I'm conceited. I think I'm all that, and la da 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 da. But just don't judge a man by his covering.
Okay. All right. All right, guys, don't go anywhere just yet. We got a couple minutes before we end the show, but I want you to definitely stay alert on the line. Billy, what are some of your thoughts about the show tonight?
I think the show is real. You know, it's a good thing ain't no women around, you know, and it's just us fellas, you know. So it's been real good. It's been real talk, you know, just like we do in real life. So it's been real.
Right. The women, they definitely unleashed in the chat room. I mean, I saw some comments. They said brother number two is so smooth. Too smooth. He's the man. Boy, he struck a chord. You even got five cool points for brother. They even gave you 5 points. That is wow. That is so good. Yeah, that's good. What do you think of some takeaways, Billy, from this conversation? Should women take away from this conversation tonight?
The biggest thing I think they should take away is the main thing is not to see it like we've been repeating. It's not a woman bashing thing. but just to be understood and just see that men want to be men. And we need the women to understand us in order for us to be men, because it's the women that help make us men.
That's right. Yeah.
That's right.
That's good.
All right. So what? So any last closing comments from you guys? Because we got a couple of minutes, and we're gonna I'm gonna turn it all over to Billy. He's gonna share some more before we get off. Any closing comments? Any of you brothers want to share before you get off? And first of all, let me say, man, I'm so humble and so thankful that you guys took the time to really open your heart and share. And you guys didn't hold back. I know each of you guys personally, and I'm so honored to be associated with you because you took the time to share. Because we wanted to really make sure that this was a show where healing could take place, where women could get some insights into some different men. There's all types of different men. There's no cookie cutter. So just because you're reading a book, well, if you do this, if you do step number five and step number three, your man going to do this. You know what? Every guy is different. Some guys could care less about some things. Some guys care more about it. Guys aren't a cookie cutter, so you got to get an opportunity to know your man. So I thank you guys for being open and honest and being revealing. And I just want to say again, I asked you guys not to share who you are, right? Because I wanted to make sure we can have an honest dialogue without any strings attached whatsoever. So do you guys have any closing comments, really brief closing comments on tonight's call? What did you think about tonight's call?
Chris, number two, and I just want to say to the ladies, look, men are not dogs. We are committed people, and we want a relationship where we can be committed. We're not out here trying to run women, you know, whine women a song. You get out of that in your 20s and you get down to business. But we do want someone that we can have a sharing, lasting, long relationship with that we can trust and that can communicate with us and be open with us and not expect us to read their minds. So, ladies, keep looking beautiful. You're strong. You're great. And we love you.
Good, good, good. Anybody else? Closing comments real quick. We got about 4 minutes. So I need you guys to be kind of quick with your comments. Anybody else? Brother number three.
Yeah, you know, I'm glad we actually had this conversation tonight because actually this is the talk that takes place in the barbershops. But, you know, ladies, you know, you heard part of what we feel. And you got to remember something. What you heard in an hour and a half, don't hold everything true to all the brothers, because it's going to take the time for you to sit down and really dig deep and find out what they're about. Because the average brother that's in our age range, yeah, we're talking about personal and past experiences, but if you really sit down and talk to the brothers and see where their hearts are at, you'll find out that there are good brothers that are out there that want to make you the women of their life. Real simple, because the game's quit, like brother number two said, in the 20s and 30s. You know, the average good brother out there, you know, take him for what he is. You know, he may not be that diamond right off the bag, but look beneath that and find out where his heart is at. And you'll see that there are very good brothers out there who love to have beautiful women in their lives.
Right, right. Brother number one.
Wow, boy, y'all are hard. Yeah, good follow.
I just want to say to the ladies, like you said, like, you know, this is just a scratch on the surface what we talked about tonight. There's so much more to each and every black man. Each and every black man is unique in his own right. And like you said, you gotta like I said, I always get back to like judging the book before it's covered. Just get to know. Don't get that list and like and discount a man because he doesn't measure up to your list, because there's a lot of men that you guys are passing over that are great men, and because they're not, you know, checked off on your list, you're missing out on your soulmates.
Good deal. We got about 2 minutes left, and this is Chris Gloss, and I just want to say thank you so much for joining. Thank you so much, guys, for coming on the show. Thank you, Dr. Isle, Stacy, and Billy, for giving me the opportunity to come on the show and tackle this subject. So with the remaining time, I yield to the one and only, the baddest brother on radio, the Minister of Motivation, Brother Billy Miller.
Yeah, it was a great show. I hope you all have a good night. If you need to contact Chris Gloss, go to chrisgloss.com. I'm Billy Miller at billymiller.com. That's Billy spelled B-I-L-L-I-E. Join us on Mindshift Talk Radio. on Facebook. So it's facebook.com/MindShiftTalkRadio. And make sure you tune in next week, same time, Monday night, 10 o'clock. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Blessings.
Mind Shift Radio.